streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Okay, some NBA questions we have to examine now. The Raptors are done. Sixers move on to Miami. We got Chris Middleton out, Milwaukee, Boston. Donovan Mitchell trade rumors that, you know, Quinn Snyder wants out. Donovan Mitchell wants out. Let's bring in Rick Bucher, covering the NBA for over 25 years. All right, Bukes, let's start with a couple of so Miami, Joy likes Miami over Philly. I think Philly's got more talent, better closers, but it's there's a lot of stuff to juggle here. Maxey's ascending. Yeah. Embiid's hurt. Harden's declining. There's a lot of egos and chemistry. Who do you like in the series? Philly, Miami, and why?
I actually like Philadelphia if they continue to play the way that they are playing. Particularly defensively, their wings, I want to see how Tyler Herro is going to be able to continue to score at the clip that he has when he's being defended by Tobias Harris or Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia 76ers have long athletic wings, yeah, and that, I believe, is going to be a challenge for Tyler Herro or Duncan Robinson or whoever's coming off and has to be those wing scorers. On the other side of it, it's really a matter of can you make James Harden work? Because when he's getting places and he's not getting to the free throw line, if you can make him work and put the ball on the floor to create and not allow him to get to the foul line, all of it, which is a long laundry list, then the George Niangs and the Danny Greens are not the type that are going to create their own shots.
Sure.
And so that, for me, is at the heart of it. Making Harden and Embiid work. And if you can do that, then I think Miami has a chance. But otherwise, if Philadelphia, just the way they're playing defensively, I like their chances.
Okay. Chris Middleton is out. That's more on Giannis. I think Giannis is a tough matchup, yep, for Boston. But I also think Boston's defense is going to limit everybody else. Who do you like and why in that series?
I still like Milwaukee. I prefer Chris Middleton being there. But everybody threw up their hands and went, oh, no, Chris Middleton's out. Chicago is going to make this a series. And we saw how quickly that changed. So I just believe there's another level that Giannis can go to. And to your point, who's going to defend him? I've heard Al Horford. There's no chance that Al Horford is going to be able to defend this Giannis Antetokounmpo. So they're going to have to start looking to double-team him, much like Chicago did. And as a result, what Giannis has demonstrated is that he can play out of that mid-post. He can get guys, he can find guys, and he can score from there with mid-range shots enough to keep them honest. So I just believe that Boston, for what they did against Brooklyn, I believe everybody's taking that as a referendum on how good their defense is. And make no mistake, their defense is really good. But I believe that we've been given a that's been inflated by the issues that Brooklyn had. Okay. Brooklyn was a lot easier to figure out than this Milwaukee Bucks team.
Okay, so let's move to Brooklyn. I'd move off Kyrie. I think Kevin Durant, if he would have been more confrontational, would still be a Warrior, but he wouldn't sit down with Draymond and hash it out. He's not confrontational. I think he's got to go upstairs to the owner and say, you got to give me something here. I don't care what we get nickels on the dollar. You got to give me something here. I'd move Kyrie. Would you?
Yes, I would. If you're talking about trying to win a championship, you're not winning it with Kyrie Irving. I know he has won a championship, but that was in a different time and place. And now we have a Kyrie Irving who seems to be about everything but doing his particular job. I was astonished at two things. One, going back and listening to what he said before he even heard Steve Nash's plan. It was, we don't need a coach. We don't need somebody coming in and implementing their coaching philosophy, running sprints on the first day of practice. This was before training camp had even opened. So he didn't even give Steve Nash an opportunity. And now we get 2 years later, we've had all of the disappointment for the Brooklyn Nets. And where is Kyrie Irving? Well, I'm going to go upstairs with Joe Tsai, the owner, and Sean Marks, the GM, and KD, Kyrie, and the four of us are going to figure this out and figure out which players we need. And I'm thinking, Kyrie, could you just show up and do your job on the floor? Could you just be a basketball player and demonstrate that you can take advantage of your unbelievable skill? That would be the first thing for me, is Kyrie Irving looking in the mirror and saying, I have one of the best handles in the game. I am one of the best shot makers and shot creators for myself in the game. Why am I not sniffing a championship at this point? And I believe it's because his focus is on everything else but what Kyrie Irving is best at. And I don't know or have any reason to believe that is going to change. And so it's just more trouble than it's worth. I don't know how you make him part of that equation, particularly to your point, with Kevin Durant being the de facto number one player on the team who isn't going to call Kyrie out, who wasn't going to demand a different approach and a different behavior. So however they go about it, I'm moving off of Kyrie. It may take me a year or two extra, but I'm moving off of Kyrie if I really have interest in winning a championship.
All right, so I think the Suns will beat Dallas. It'll be fun, but they'll beat them. One more. We got about 90 seconds, 2 minutes, on Donovan Mitchell. Yep. Listen, Quinn Snyder's not happy. Everything has to go right for them to win. Rudy Gobert's not really an offensive outlet. Donovan Mitchell's probably a two, not a one. There's a lot of talk about Donovan Mitchell saying, hey, man, let get me somewhere. What is the latest? What do you hear? I like Utah. They're well run, but I don't think they're close. And I think now they got a new owner. What happens to Donovan Mitchell?
I would expect that they're going to move in an entirely new direction. As you said, ownership, they inherited all of this. And it is a flawed roster. There's just no getting around the fact that they want to play a slower style and just don't have enough athletes to be able to match up with all the wings in the Western Conference. I've been hearing all year long that Donovan Mitchell is not long for Utah. And I had one scout tell me months ago, Utah is a first-round exit from Donovan Mitchell asking to be moved to New York. So we'll see if that scout is on to anything. But the fact that he left the door open only fits with what I've been hearing all year long. I don't know that the relationship between him and Rudy was ever fully resolved.
Yeah.
From going back to when the entire COVID incident happened. They made it work, but I don't know that they ever got back on the same page completely.
So I like you, I like the Sixers in a long series. I like the Bucks in a long series. And I think Memphis is going to wear out Minnesota and wrap that thing up. I think Phoenix ends up beating Dallas. Entertaining series, but they're a better team. If Dallas is not there yet. Not enough of a bench. I think Memphis, a lot of energy to get through Minnesota more than they thought.
Yeah.
And my takeaway is they'll be extinguished quickly against the Warriors. You buy that?
I'm not there. I can't wait to see that series, but I believe that Memphis can, because of their athletic wings, they're going to make things, they're going to test to see exactly how healthy Steph Curry is. And whether they can integrate Steph Curry and Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson. Because what we've seen through this series is Jordan Poole was huge going early on. And then once Steph got going, Jordan Poole disappeared these last couple of games.
He did, yeah.
In order to move on and to beat Memphis and Phoenix, they're going to need all of those pieces being efficient at the same time. And I'll be very into Dylan Brooks and Desmond Bane are going to create an entirely different challenge for Jordan Poole and Steph Curry than the Denver Nuggets were able to pose.
Bukes, great seeing you. Have a good weekend, bud.
You too.
All right. Donovan Mitchell, I think it's time for Utah. Good organization. We've hit a ceiling. You can just keep rinsing, repeating, but we know what they are, and it's time to move on. You know, it's just time. At some point, just being good is not good enough.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+ age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes
episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Malik Willis was not drafted in the first round yesterday. I was actually quite surprised he didn't go to Carolina, and then was surprised he didn't go to Pittsburgh, although I am happy with the Kenny Pickett selection. So he is still available, and he had a funny response on Twitter to the fact that he was not selected. He tweeted, "Oh my God, what happened to Malik?" with multiple laughing emojis. He followed it with another tweet, "Still super appreciative and thankful for this opportunity to be in Vegas and is a prime example on adversity and continuing to grow in faith."
Oh my God, the kid's so unbelievably likable.
"Thank God for everything, TGFE." With the
Is that a new one? Is that a brand new one?
I actually have never seen that before, but because I am a good millennial, I guessed, and I think I'm right.
Okay.
Also, he's from Liberty and very religious, so I'm assuming that it's thank God for everything. Plus the prayer.
Somebody's going to get, I don't know if he's a great quarterback, somebody's going to get a great kid. That's all I know.
Yes. I mean, character off the charts for sure. He's very raw. We don't have a marquee quarterback in this draft, which is why Kenny Pickett went 17 to Pittsburgh.
I'm very raw. There's nothing wrong with raw. I'm raw, edgy.
Oh, you're edgy, yes. I would describe you as lots of things. Edgy, you would not be one of them. Nor raw. What is this? How many years have you been doing radio now? Someone asked me that the other day. How long has Colin been doing radio?
Oh my God,
for?
Forever. And I'm just about, I got about four more breaths left. I'm a long time.
What was your first radio show?
Oh, jeez. I mean, seriously, Marconi was my sidekick. I don't even know. Probably, I got out of college. 86, 87, somewhere full-time radio. I did a radio show in the 90s at one point. It's like 25 years.
You started
years.
In radio in 87.
Yeah, I mean, like
so my entire lifetime.
Yeah, I was doing play-by-play. Your entire lifetime, I've been on the radio talking. Like, America's like waving the white flag. Enough. You've said enough.
I was born in 87. Well, anyway, Malik Willis will probably get drafted in the second round today. I'm very interested to see where he goes, though. I'm hoping he goes to a stable place because with this particular group of talent for these quarterbacks, I'm hoping this for all these quarterbacks moving forward. Sometimes you get in a situation where it gets a little desperate and there's reaches. And I'm actually glad that didn't happen yesterday because I think it's a really good sign that he didn't go to Carolina, which is where I thought he would land.
Yeah.
Because I think that means that they're still building. Like, there's no pressure on
Matt. Well, what if he goes to Carolina today?
He could still. Yeah. And then that would be an amazing, that would be an amazing job out of Carolina. That is obviously still on the board. And now they could still trade for Baker and lots of other things, but it appears that they're being patient, which is good. So Deebo Samuel, we are all in the saga together right now. We thought there might be a trade yesterday. John Lynch said this week he does not want to part ways with Deebo, and he reportedly proved that during the first round of the NFL draft. Ian Rappaport said during a Friday appearance on the Pat McAfee show that the 49ers had respectable offers from at least two teams, the Jets and the Lions. He said the 49ers just wouldn't engage, and now Deebo isn't happy. The Jets were willing to part with the number 10 overall pick in the deal. They ended up using that pick on Ohio State wide receiver Garrett Wilson, and the Lions wanted to be aggressive and get a wide receiver. They traded picks 32, 34, and 66 with the Vikings in exchange for number 12 and 46, and they took Jameson Williams from Alabama with the 12th pick.
Yeah, that's a good player.
They were clearly both interested in getting Deebo and trading for him, and the 49ers didn't want to engage. So Debo's made it clear he wants out of San Francisco, but they may not grant his wish. He's in the final year of his contract with San Francisco. He's an unrestricted free agent next year, and he's owed $3.99 million this season. So the interesting thing is, if he becomes an unrestricted free agent next year, do you just continue to use him? Is he going to sit out this year? Like, what are the options for Deebo? Because if he hits free agency, he's going to get paid, but then you give up Deebo for nothing. So they feel confident they can work it out with Deebo?
If the Niners paid him, would he be willing to still run the football?
Well, that appears to be the problem. He doesn't want to do that.
Because my takeaway is, if you pay me what I want, I'll, you know, if Fox came up and said, I said, big demands, and they paid me, and then I'd say, okay, I'll take, I'll bring Joy lunch and breakfast every day. In fact, I'll make it. I mean, again, if you get the max money,
right?
What do you care about how you're used? This is your generational paycheck, so who cares? Like, if that, you know, I understand now saying, whoa, 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 I got two big deals left. But if I give you the bag,
right,
and then I say, like, but I'm going to ask you, we're going to use you, blah, blah, and we can negotiate.
How have we been using you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, to me, if you sit down with him and I just said, they're going to give you max money, I think he would take carries. Because I do, I really think when you don't use him at running back, he's a little more erratic. When I get to use him at both, he's worth a lot of money.
Yes, he's worth what he's asking for. But yeah, he appears to not want to play that position that way anymore. So Greg Olsen said this week that he thought he would do what they want to do if they pay him.
Yeah.
So maybe he will change his mind, but they clearly are not interested in parting ways with him because it didn't happen last night.
Yeah.
So week three of the USFL is this weekend, and tomorrow there will be a battle between two unbeaten teams. The day starts with the Tampa Bay Bandits and Houston Gamblers, who are both 1-1. That is at 4 Eastern on Fox. And then it will be followed by the marquee matchup of the undefeated Birmingham Stallions against the undefeated New Orleans Breakers at 7:30 Eastern on Fox. The Stallions are led by quarterback Alex McGow and head coach Skip Holtz. And the Breakers are led by quarterback Kyle Sloter and head coach Larry Fedora. So the two teams will be battling for the top position in the South Division. Sunday, my Pittsburgh Maulers need to get it together, take on the Michigan Panthers at 2:30 Eastern on USA. And the New Jersey Generals will play the Philadelphia Stars at 8 Eastern on Peacock. So that is the full week three schedule for the USFL.
Yep. Spring football, I believe, here to stay. Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
We really have. We got this weekend. The draft is going to be interesting. There's a lot of good players. A lot of good defensive players. And like the top, all the quarterbacks are left now except Kenny Pickett. A ton of good defensive players in the first: Oklahoma linebacker, Georgia linebacker, couple really good corners, Clemson, Washington. So you got the first, you know, remember, top of the second round is where the Colts got Jonathan Taylor, where the Colts got Michael Pittman. Like, you that was 1 year. Like, I think it was just the same year. Like, it may have been back-to-back years or the same year, but top of the second, the history of the league, there is a lot of talent top of the second round. So those first 10 to 15 picks, watch out. Cannot wait to watch the draft in Vegas. Great, great crowds in Vegas. Joel Klatt's around the corner to talk about it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
All right, welcome back. Loved seeing the draft in Las Vegas. Made me happy. I'm going there this weekend to hang out with my son.
There were so many people.
Well, Vegas is also such a melting pot of I mean, there's I lived there for years and years. Huge Raider city.
Mm-hmm.
Huge Packer town.
And it's a huge event town. It was great representation by all the teams there.
Joel Klatt is our lead college football analyst. He lives and breathes college football. Fox Sports now joining us in Vegas. All right, so I don't know how good Malik Willis will be, but I think he's going to go really early at the top of the second round. If I said to you, all right, Klatt, put the, let's put the Karnak hat on and make a big prediction here. Where do you think he goes? Where works for him?
All right, there's three locations early in tonight's second round. Seattle has the 40th and 41st selection, so that's the 8th and 9th pick tonight in the second round. I think that's an interesting spot for him. The Falcons have the 43rd selection. That's the 11th pick in tonight's second round. Or the Lions have the 46th pick, which is the 14th selection tonight. I think one of those spots is where he goes because he fits. Those teams need him. And the Seattle one is interesting to me, Colin, because I wrote this down a long time ago. I said, someone said, like, give me a comp that's best case scenario. If Malik Willis reaches his full potential, what is he? And I said, okay, that's interesting. He's probably a stronger armed Russell Wilson. And there Seattle is with the 8th and 9th pick in tonight's second round, 40 and 41 overall. That's an interesting spot.
Yeah, I thought Baltimore did such a great job. Best safety, best center, never moved up. What did you make of the Jets haul? What'd you make of what they did?
I thought they had the best first round of anybody last night. They got my best corner as the second corner taken. They got my best wide receiver as the second wide receiver taken, and they got my third best edge rusher way down in the, I would categorize, in the bottom half of the first round. I mean, that was an amazing night for the New York Jets.
Yeah,
I thought that they won the first round. Everyone talking about the Giants, I actually saw some problems with what the Giants did a little bit, because I thought that they left the best tackle on the board in Ekwonu to draft Thibodeau, which would have been there for them at 7 anyways.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought with the Giants. Exactly, yep.
And so, you know, like everyone raving about the Giants draft, it was good. I'm not going to say it wasn't good, but the draft has to have some sort of value proposition. It's not just the names that you take, but it's when you take them. And to me, if they would have taken Ike Ekwonu, then Thibodeau's going to be there for them with their second pick in the first round. I think that they would have gotten a better offensive lineman and still Thibodeau. So that's why I didn't have the Giants up there. A lot of people coming after me that I didn't have the Giants in there. I loved what the Ravens did, and I love what the Eagles did, by the way, because yeah. Jordan Davis is a heck of a defensive tackle. And then you get A.J. Brown for basically like you're drafting him 18th in this year's draft. So, you know, granted, they have to pay him $100 million, whatever. What, I think it's $57 million guaranteed. But those are the three that I thought were the best first rounds.
So, you know, Green Bay just doesn't draft receivers, and regardless of why or why not, in the first round they don't anyway. So give me a couple of – I mean, they're going to address wide receiver. I mean, again, it's yeah. Sammy Watkins is old, Randall Cobb, Alan Lazard's mostly a three or a four, and Amari Rodgers is who they got last year. He's a slot. He's not changing the game. They need to get faster. They need to get more dynamic. Is there anybody here in this – they got two picks second round, Joel – anybody the Packers could target in the second round, a receiver you like?
Yes, actually. I think that there's a number of really good players. And I do want to defend them for like not drafting. There were six wide receivers taken in the first 18 picks, and the Packers were just out of luck. Those were the only six that I had first-round grades on them, genuine first-round grades on. So here's – I'm going to give you – let's see. I've got five guys listed.
Oh,
are you
boy.
Ready?
Okay,
and they're
I'm
all
ready.
Different, and it's eclectic. But here's the list that I think at the 53rd or 59th pick, the Packers are going to select one of these guys: Jalen Tolbert, John Mechie, the Alabama receiver,
yeah.
George Pickens.
Yeah, now he's
Georgia
interesting.
Receiver.
He's interesting.
Sky Moore, I think he's interesting. And Christian Watson from North Dakota State. I think one of those five is going to be a Packer.
Oh, I would that. Then you'd feel pretty good about it. They, for the record, for all the criticism, they draft and develop pretty well. They do a pretty good job at this stuff. The Jordan Love pick.
And they got better on defense last night.
Oh, yeah.
Like they got good players last night. So this wasn't a throwaway. There was a couple of teams that I scratched my head at in the back half of the first round.
Give me one.
I thought the Cowboys. The Cowboys, I didn't get it at all. I didn't get the Cowboys. And obviously the Patriots. That was strange, to say the least.
Yo, you know what? So the Patriots went and got a guard. I would have just paid Shaq Mason, but what do I know? And I called two executives on the Patriots pick, and both executives said we had nobody in our scouting staff that graded him as a first-round player, most a third, a couple second. Now, the Patriots historically draft the O-line pretty well, so what do we know? But it's odd. You know, I cannot figure – I just say this. I don't get New England's drafting. I don't get it.
Yeah. Their drafts have been all over the place. You know, some have hit, some haven't. I don't know. It's a fascinating deal. Do you mind if I go back to the Cowboys, though?
Yeah, please
I'm
do.
Looking
please
at my
do.
List and I understand that they think offensive line is a position of need. Okay.
Okay.
But edge is a position of need for them as well, rushing the passer. They left Jermaine Johnson on the board. You could have paired Micah Parsons with Devin Lloyd and had the best two young linebackers in football. He was on the board. And Tyler Linderbaum, the best interior player. Everyone says, oh, he's just a center. Bull crap. This guy is athletic enough. He wrestled. He was a track guy. He played baseball. Like, he could play guard if you needed him to play guard. I know that is a minority opinion on my part. But he was left on the board. So they take Tyler Smith, probably, I'm going to say 15 spots overvalued, and leave Tyler Linderbaum, Jermaine Johnson, and Devin Lloyd on the board. Like, that's just not good value. And whether he works out or not, it's just a pick that I scratched my head at.
Yeah, I couldn't believe Devin Lloyd dropped that much for the Utah, the best player on Utah. Now, I mean, Utah's got a lot of guys in the NFLs. Iowa's got a lot of guys in the NFL. So those are right. Those are really
you
good.
You were trying to praise Iowa last night, and I just like they don't want to hear it from you. They do not want to hear it from you.
I am not a people pleaser. I am very I am very tough on Iowa, but I acknowledge I kept saying Linderbaum was my favorite. I said he was going to go in the 20s. Watch this kid be a Pro Bowler for 10 years.
You know, on that point, Colin, I have three favorites in this draft.
Okay.
Guys that I knew weren't going to be the first pick. Obviously, like, listen, I had Hutchinson number one overall, but three guys that I was just like, you know, they're going to make an immediate impact, number one. Two, I think they're going to be all pros within their first 5 years, and they could be all pros for a lengthy career, at least two of the three, based on the positions that they play. Kyle Hamilton, the safety from Notre Dame, Tyler Linderbaum, the center from Iowa, and Breece Hall. We haven't seen Breece Hall come up. So the running back, you know, granted, you're not going to get a 10-year all-pro career out of a running back, but this is a guy that's going to be highly, highly impactful. The Ravens got two of those three. So I can't wait to see where Breece Hall goes tonight. I think he's probably in my top three players available going into the second round.
Okay, finally, as America's honesty broker, I watched USC spring game. Now.
Oh, I knew it. I knew we were going to get to USC. Okay.
Now, they're not going to win a national championship this year.
No, they're not.
They're not. The front seven's not good enough defensively. They'll score a bunch of
points.
That's right. They looked completely organized and physical. They haven't looked like either one of those in 6 years. So I watched them, and I thought to myself, the game is moving to offense. He's the McVay of college, I think. Caleb Williams is really good, like really good. I'm sure you saw the spring game. This is what you do.
I did.
It smelled like not only teen spirit, but 10 wins to me. What do you make of it? 10 wins?
Well, I mean, you're dating yourself, and you're giving your Seattle roots there, because none of the players on the field are going to even know what you're referencing with teen spirit. But that's neither here nor there. I'm going to stand by this, and I've been beat up over this prediction. I think USC at some point this year is going to be a top 10 team. I don't know if they'll finish there. I don't know if they have the staying power, like you said, up front defensively to finish the season there. But I think they're one of the two best teams in the Pac-12. It's not going to shock me if they win the division. UCLA is quietly a very good football team. I think LA is strong. Utah is obviously still strong. They're the defending champ. I'm interested to see what Oregon does with Dan Lanning. But you'd be crazy to think that Lincoln Riley is not going to build something special at USC. I think that they can make an appearance in the top 10 this season, and I think that they're going to be a playoff contender within, if you said over under 2.5 years, I would take the under.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, under, absolutely. Nine wins this year. By the way, did you see what they did to their schedule? Bye week before the Pac-12 championship, so they can be rested to polish off whoever it is they, you know, do. And it's very.
I've never quite seen you like this. I got to tell you, this USC obsession, it's fascinating. I love it.
They've been not great for years, so I've been very.
Well, that's an understatement. And listen, I love Clay Helton. I'll just say it like it is in my estimation. The football adults are back in the room at USC, and there are so many great players in Southern California that we would be completely crazy to think that this is not going to turn into something really special in college football.
Okay, first player taken in the second round today is who?
Oh, gosh, Tampa. I don't think that they need anything right away. I think Jalen Petrie, the safety from Baylor, is interesting because he's such a versatile guy, and he can give you a lot of slot defense. And when you look at what they were able to do and not able to do, in particular in their loss in the divisional round to the Rams, they struggled in the slot a little bit. So I'm going to go with Jalen Petrie.
By the way, you're staying in a very well-appointed room. Obviously, the budget here is got more than enough room to put you up at a very...
Well...
Yeah, nice.
Well, I mean, not to offend anybody at Fox, but this is the NFL's budget, you know, so this is not... I'm not staying at the Cosmo. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. Good. Joel Klatt. I love Joel Klatt. Good seeing you. Good seeing you, buddy.
Great to see you. See you, bud.
Yeah. Listen, you got to get some USC questions. From this point forward, all Joel Klatt interviews will include a USC question. Next 5 years. I'm giving you a heads up right now. It's like minimum. And ice cream parties at the end of every season after 7-8 straight wins, knocking off Notre Dame, Stanford, UCLA. It's a good time to be a Trojan. All right. See you Monday. It's the Herd. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right
with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.